swearing he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus of blood for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's Brian Young and the Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm here till 4, bringing you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, plenty of punk, glam, Boston local. Your request at 855-915-9636. And we have our guests today, Glider. They're still not here yet, but I know they're coming. And, we'll be here to play a set for you. And, to knock it all off, start it all off, I'm going to play the new one from Boston's own Crow Follow. They have a brand new great video they made for this song, Indiana Line, it's called. And we're going to go with that first because I said I was going to play them today and I don't want them waiting around forever. I hope they did tune in because here you go, boys and girls. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Leaden slate gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long black Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
She said, I love you. time in the head.
Village settles down, undetected by the stars. And the hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep. And the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy in prison, neath the covered wooden shaft. Falls the rope into its bag, blows his pipe of smolders, blankets smoke into the room, and the day will end for some. As the night begins for one, staring through the message in his eyes lies a solitary sun. From a mountain called Free Cloud, where the eagle dare not fly, and the patience in his sigh gives no indication for the townsman to decide. So the village dreadful yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the dog. Oh, it's the madness in his eyes as he breaks the night to cry, "It's really me, really you and really me. It's so hard for us to really be, really you and really me. Yeah. You'll lose me. And the mountain moved words, the heart of the crowd as the boulder smashed down from the mountain's hand. And the magic in the stare of the wild-eyed boy said, "Stop, free cloud, they won't think to cut me down." But the colleges fell like a plank on hell, and the tears on the face of the wise boy came trembling down to the rumbling ground. And the missionary mystic of this love stumbled back to cry among the clouds. Kicking back the pebbles from the Green Cloud Mountain track.
For the rest of the program, along with an astonishing number of friends, David Bowie. Now, this is going to be incredibly complicated, so I want you to take notes. And at the moment, he's accompanied by Mark Carr Pritchard on guitar. Now, Mark is with a group called Arnold Corns, who have a single called Moon Age Daydream, which nobody on the BBC has played at all, which is a great pity. And that's that, yes. And then there's Mick Ronson on lead guitar, and Mick Woodmansey on drums, and Trevor Boulder on bass. And they're all members of a group called Ronno. Now, Ronno are going to be making an LP fairly soon, and David is going to be involved in that in some way or another. And David played 12-string guitar on that, and the other member of Ronno is called Benny Marshall, although they told me to say it was Betty Marshall, but it's not. So I hope you got all of that clear, anyway. And for this next one, it's the same lineup, mercifully, except David goes over to the piano, and it appears to be called Bombers.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa calling for you. I'm the Space Invader. I'll be your rock and roll. Thank you.
gonna do my best for you. You're number one, baby. Please don't let me down. Together forever, we're gonna make sweet music.
Junkin' for your love. Bruno, fire off!
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with the Barbarella Tones there. My friends from L.A. with Eclipse. A little song about glam. Wow, has it been? It's been more than a half hour since I've talked to you guys. I was just getting so into, like, I started a David Bowie thing, and they were talking about Mick Ronson and that. And, yeah, just kind of getting a little carried away with myself and forgetting to talk to you guys. But we started the show off with Crow Follow, Indiana Line. We had the Senders in there with Devil Shooting Dice. And David Bowie, Wild-Eyed Boy from Free Cloud, and then Moon Age Daydream. With Mick Ronson with Junkie and Only After Dark. Mick Ronson's band Rono with Come On Down to My House. And then, of course, the Barbarella Tones with Eclipse. Facebook is sweet sometimes. I met Allison Gordy this week on Facebook. And if you don't know who she is, she was backup singer for Johnny Thunders and the Oddballs? Do I get that right? I think so. Johnny Thunders and the Oddballs, Allison Gordy. And she sent me a CD. Now, it has plenty of songs on it, but I haven't got to listen to it yet. But it does have You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. So I think I'll play that, and hopefully we'll have Allison Gordy call in one of these Saturdays. Glider is here. They're bringing their gear up, so we're going to hear a live recording from them. Let's see who I have on the phone right here. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Joe from Arlington.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not too much. Is this Brian Young?
This would be him.
Okay. Sometimes I get confused with the screen caller and the DJ.
Ah. There's no screen caller today, Joe.
Okay, well, don't ever call into the sports radio then.
Okay. What's sports radio doing for you?
Half the times they take my call, and then half the times they put me on hold, and then they don't get to me because they run out of time.
Right.
But they know me. I bitch about this, I bitch about that, I bitch about the Patriots, the Red Sox. So you're not a sports show, so we're not going to do that.
No.
Anyway, it's a Saturday afternoon. Me and, it's usually my two boys in the driveway, but I got one boy that, he's actually, he got a job at Market Basket.
Uh-huh.
It's unbelievable.
That's cool.
So,
good for him.
It's not bad. I mean, he's a good kid. He's just a little mixed up. I'm a little worried about him. He get a job in the meat department. You can see what happens. He'll probably lose a finger and be back here helping me in the garage soon.
Well, I hope he brings you back some good meat.
Well, I mean, yeah, employee discount if you ask, but about it. So.
What can I do anyway. For you, Joe? We're going to play some Allison Gordy.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, I just in the driveway and... if you could find it in your heart, I'm still playing your CD, and I'm loving it. And
thank you, the Thigh Scrapers.
If you can find it in your heart to play, maybe, my son likes one song, and I like the other song. So if you could play, Pole Shifter and Mercy is the song he likes.
I'll play one of them. Which one do you want?
I don't care because me and my son will just fight over it in the driveway. So
okay,
that's not going to be cool. Anyway, enjoy your show. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and, I'll play Eight Ball Shifter sometime in the near future.
Thank you, Brian Young.
You got it.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Care. Joe from Arlington?
Arlington.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. Doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. You're so cold and all alone. Baby, you're not at home. And when I moan, big deal, I'm still alone. You're so restless, I am. Beat my head against a wall. Try to knock some sense down in my bones. And even though they don't show, the skies are so old. And when they go, they let you know. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. You'll just cry. You're just a bastard kid. You got no name. 'Cause you're living with me. We're one in the same. And even though they don't show, the skies are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. You just cry. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. You're just crying. I think
Oh, Pepper, where's my time?
91.5 WMFO in Medford with a kind of a Johnny Thunders block. Started it with Allison Gordy. Met her this week. She sent me her CD. CD's Blonde and Blue. I guess that was the name of her band. And the CD is Mad as Hell. So we heard her do You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. And then the writer of that song, Johnny Thunders, with Johnny Thunders and the Oddballs, who Allison Gordy was part of. And then we played, of course, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers from Lamp. Get Glider bringing their gear in. Getting ready to go. We'll be a little while. I think I said they'd be on around 2. We'll probably be on more like 2:33. Something like that. Here's one for Joe from Arlington. It's the Thigh Scrapers.
Yeah. special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey.